3 weeks ago, David Chin buried his sister, Darcy Parker. Her sudden death brought an end to the infamous Parker Girl operation. This brings new hope for David and the love of his life, Kachu, both of whom were on the verge of being destroyed by Darcy's wicked machine. Now, it's time to relax, recuperate, and hit the beach.
A wild lady.
A strange lady came into our house? What does she do?
She went to the potty.
May I help you?
Huh?
Oh. Yo, Francine! Wrong house, sweetheart! We're in the one next door! Come on, racehorse.
It was a long trip.
Don't terrorize the maiden.
She wouldn't stop.
Oh, way to go, Ignatz.
She was weird, Mama.
Hey, if you'd stop once in a while, some of us still have working kidneys, you know.
That's because she's not from around here, Ricky. Let that be a lesson to
you. And some of us know better than to drink a 2-liter bottle of Coke for lunch.
Hey, guys, the beach is right at our back door. You've got to come see this.
Nobody's going anywhere until we unpack. David, you grab the cooler. I've got my bag. Francine, the rest are yours.
Hey! How about a hand here?
You pack it, you haul it, Boopsie. All 6 bags of it.
I'll have you know this is all very important stuff. Everything in here was carefully planned and carefully packed. Oops. Ugh. Ah! Help.
Bedroom on the left. Bathroom on the right. Bedroom up the stairs. Dining table, forget that. Living room with big comfy nap couch. Kitchen. Obligatory courtesy fruit bowl. California oranges. And beach.
What do you think, Kachu? Isn't that a beautiful sight? Ah. What are you doing?
Unpacking.
What about the... cooler stuff and bags?
What about them? If you want to play house, have at it. Me? Oh, I'm gonna play beach.
David, which bedroom are you gonna take? David? David? Yo, David. Hey! Hey! Oh! Hey! I'm all right if anybody's wondering.
How's the water?
It's great. Come on in.
I don't have my suit on.
Neither do I.
Banzai!
You pack it, you haul it, Francine. You couldn't haul what I'm packing, Blondie. Huh, I wonder what this is. Ooh, who left this candy bar under here? Oh, gross! Did either of them think to bring the iced tea maker? No, you're welcome, thank you very much. Did they think that... Hey, here's my... Ow!
How's your hand?
It's okay.
Don't push it. It's only been 3 weeks. Does it hurt?
A little. I just hold it up until it stops throbbing.
No, I mean about Darcy. You know she didn't really kill herself, don't you?
It doesn't matter who pulled the trigger. Darcy was already dead in God's eyes.
I thought God didn't give up on people.
He doesn't. They give up on him.
You really think that's how things are?
I know it is. What's so sad is Darcy knew it too. But just knowing the truth doesn't save anybody. It's what you do with it. There's nothing Darcy can do about it now. It's too late.
You talk like she still exists somewhere.
Do you believe Emma still exists somewhere?
Emma?
Look how far I threw that one. Isn't that something?
I miss you so much. I'm not going back.
You have to, sweetheart. You have your whole life in front of you. Go enjoy it. It's a gift from God.
When will I see you again?
I'll be here when you come back. I promise.
I love you, Emma.
I love you, too.
Yes.
Life is like the surface of this water. Only a fool would believe there's nothing beneath it.
Can I ask you something? You know the things I've done. I know you saw me with Darcy and the others. So why me? Why did you risk your life to help me? I mean, even now, like, why don't you just give up on me?
Because you're different. You're not like them. You never were.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. In your heart. It's in there. Kachu, do you know why Darcy asked me to come to Houston and watch you? Why she knew I would be happy to come meet you and try to just be with you? Because I'd already seen you and fallen in love with you. In fact, she introduced us at a party the same night you ran away with Emma.
I don't remember that.
You were really bummed at the time. But I remember looking at you and wondering, how can somebody so beautiful treat herself like this? And your eyes.
Crossed?
No. They were glassy and deep, like the surface of an ocean.
You're not going to break out into poetry, are you?
Sorry.
Oh, damn, that was close. David, look at me. You know what I see when I look in your eyes?
What?
A deep, deep desire. To be tickled!
I think there's enough burgers for everybody. I guess they're busy. Never mind.
See him? I told you I saw dolphins from our porch this morning.
Oh, wow. It's just like SeaWorld. Kachu, what were you and David talking about last night? You were on the beach a long time.
Oh, nothing in particular. We were just talking. He was telling me about his life, growing up.
Let me guess. Rich kid, prep schools, bossy sister.
Nope, not quite.
Well, I'd like to get to know him better, too. I mean, after all, if he's gonna move in on us...
You mean move in with us?
That's what I meant.
Yeah. Honey, I'm home.
Very funny.
I've got another hour before I have to return this thing. Do you want to take it for a spin? There are dolphins out there.
Maybe later.
Suit yourself.
So, what's the plan, gang?
Well, we only have one more day left. We better make it a good one.
Anybody want to go parasailing?
Yeah, too slow, too expensive. I vote for bungee jumping.
I'm not paying $20 to jump off a tower.
They don't jump off towers anymore, goose. Now you sit in a capsule and they launch you into space with a slingshot.
They launch you into space? For $20?
Yeah, any planet you want, Francine. You should try it. You might land on your home planet.
What did I say?
Okay, wait a minute. Time out. Why don't we just lay out on the beach all day and watch the sunset? What do you say? It's free.
Well, if it's free...
I call the good chair.
Okay. Now, this bungee slingshot thingy, isn't that like when my brother and his friends used to launch toads with a bicycle tube?
Ah, that is so stupid.
Hey, I didn't do it.
There's no range with a bicycle tube. You have to use medical tubing.
Oh, that's sick.
Hey, ladies, please, come on. This is supposed to be romantic.
Shut up. You've been listening to Episode 1 of Strangers in Paradise, Book 8, My Other Life, by Terry Moore, adapted by Nicole Tomte, produced by Chris Honeywell and Nicole Tomte. Sound design by Chris Honeywell. Music provided by Jim Moon and the Eldritch Light Orchestra and Shane Ivers. Vanessa Venzer was Catchu. David Ellis was David. Nicole Tomte was Francine. John Wilson was narrator. Femi London was Mother. Casey Shaw was Ricky. This is a fan work produced with the cooperation of Mr. Moore, done solely out of love for the property. We lay no claim to the rights or characters. Please read the original series and other works by Mr. Moore, available through abstractstudiocomics.com. Now you can reminisce with every Strangers in Paradise audio drama omnibus available on archive.org. Spread the word. You can contact us at atwinformation@gmail.com and join the conversation in the ATW Discord. You can find the invite at twotruefreaks.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.